Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Often you go to say something to a friend or a loved one and it just comes out wrong.
Who was it? Jimmy and Sabrina?
And Sabrina ruined a friendship.
Man.
Sabrina, if you had a friend named Jimmy 7 years ago, he meant to say he hopes your year isn't as bad. Not as bad. Who would wish that
upon anybody?
Come on. And we played a little mix and match today where we invented some great holidays. That and much more coming your way on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
As a kid, you had no idea what would consume so much of your time as an adult. 217, all caps, laundry and cleaning. Yeah, that's on there. 312 and many other folks said this one. Bills. Keep paying my automobiles.
Never stops.
The grocery list. 224. 773, pumping and or breastfeeding. It's nonstop. They keep wanting to eat. They just can't imagine. 847, babysitting other adults. Yeah, taking care of other adults. Yeah. Hey, you got to, don't forget your coat. You're 40. Get put on your coat. What are you doing? Hey, tie your shoes. Ugh. Laundry, very popular. Cleaning, very popular. 219, sitting on the toilet, not as popular. Never knew that would consume so much of your time.
Yeah.
219, deleting emails. I did not know I'd spend so much time deleting email.
Oh, just don't do it.
Yeah, just leave it go.
Then you have like 9,000 unread emails.
They're overwhelming.
219, I didn't know I would spend so much time doing your mama. So thank you, 219. Got to keep them coming. There's a very, very popular answer that's almost every other one, but we'll get to it. 708, face and hair care. I spent so much time doing face and hair care. 262, I spent so much time thinking about wanting to go back to sleep. That's fair.
Yeah.
It's in the back of your mind kind of all day. That's kind of just on like set it and forget it, like a rotisserie. Like, could I sleep right now? I could sleep for like 20 minutes right now, right? I think I could, right?
Mm-hmm.
Emails, home, work. All of the time, it's email, 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 219. I got my emails from work. I got my emails from the kids at school. I got my emails from their summer camps and their spring breaks, and there's too much, too many emails. It's all emails.
I think that's a big part of the stress problem that doesn't get addressed enough. It is overwhelming, and
agreed.
Then you miss the ones, the needle in a haystack that you actually needed to see. It's among 99 spams.
I actually, as I thought about this, a lot of what's coming in, I thought about when in the early 90s when I was a kid, that might have been the sweet spot because we didn't have email and cell phones and constant communication between everybody who could get to you at any and all times. So if you left work at 5 or 5:30, it wasn't until 8:30 or 9 the next day that you approached work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that it was less, maybe it was less stressful, it was still stressful. Living a life at that point.
It was more stressful at 8:30 when you got there in the morning.
Right.
But you had that whole night to enjoy and not think about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Plucking all the hairs in my nose, 630. I spent a lot of time doing that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fair. 630, just straight up worrying. I just worry about everything.
Gosh.
Yep. Yeah, a lot of time spent in the worry zone. It's very frustrating. But the number one answer, with a bullet, almost every other text. Dinner, planning dinner, sourcing dinner, cooking the dinner, attempting to please everybody at the dinner table with what is for dinner, then cleaning up the dinner, putting all the stuff away, and then thinking about what am I going to make for dinner tomorrow. Dinner, dinner, dinner. It consumes me and too much of my time. Dinner, your number one answer. Right there with you.
Feeding yourself as an adult, like, you're also always hungry. You're like, what am I doing?
It is wild, the like, what, okay, so we're going to plan the meals Sunday, and then we'll go to the grocery store. We'll get all the stuff for these meals.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll have a plan. And then even when you have the plan, Monday is this one, Tuesday is that one, something happens, someone's late, somebody got stuck over, okay, great, we'll just do that one another day, and then before you know it, you're throwing away rancid meat.
And if you're a family of five or whatever, there's always someone who doesn't
there's
like something.
Oh, yeah.
You know
always.
What I mean? And it's like that compromise of going around like, okay, I know this isn't your thing, but tomorrow we'll have your
what
thing. And
that
it's
so?
Just like, mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
Damn it, Joel. Sorry. That's just what we say in our house.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Lunchtime. You better pack that lunch and put it in a cool lunchbox or your kid's going to get made fun of. Well, that's how it was in my school. I don't know how it is now. I hope it's not the same. We're getting a lot of texts about Minecraft. Minecraft.
Oh,
very
yeah.
popular. Now, Whip, is Minecraft still a thing with your boys, or is it more Roblox?
It's more Fortnite and Roblox.
Okay.
Minecraft was big a couple years ago. I haven't heard about it lately. Doesn't mean some people aren't still playing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Kim. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing well. Kim, is this your lunchbox?
It is my lunchbox.
Okay, and it's the one you currently use today?
Yes, I use it every day and bring it to work with me.
And what is the lunchbox?
It is a 1985 Rambo lunchbox.
Let's go.
Old school metal lunchbox, and it's got a red thermos in it. My friend bought it for me last year for Christmas.
Now, is Rambo on there with, like, is it the shot where he's in the tank top with, like, the big gun over his shoulder?
Yes, it's the background is green and the whole thing is Rambo and he's holding the gun.
Oh my God, that's hilarious. Now, do people at your office, are they proud of it? Do they think it's really cool?
I work in an accounting firm, so sometimes I get some strange looks, but yeah, people thought it was cool.
Oh, that's awesome. All right, so Kim is out there rocking the Rambo lunchbox.
And I love that because you're not going to steal from a Rambo lunchbox.
No way.
You're like, whoever's bringing this in, I don't want their food.
You
like,
do not take
it. It will
Kim's,
hurt me.
No. She's got that 23-cent banana in there. Don't touch it. Hey, Ann, good morning.
Good morning.
Is this your lunchbox?
Captain America. Captain America metal lunchbox.
Nice.
It's America's ass right on there, huh?
You got it.
Now, is it Chris Evans as Captain America or more of just the like sort of comic book version?
It is the Chris Evans one.
Okay.
Mainly the logo and everything's on it.
And
it's
what
cool.
What drew you to the Captain America lunchbox?
His ass.
I mean, you're honest. What more can we ask of you?
We call that dessert. Yes. All right.
It's not going to get any better than Ann just going, his ass. I think that's...
The Morning Mix Podcast.
You're sitting at the wedding and you look at the altar. Is that groom wearing Crocs? It happened. The photos were posted on Reddit. People are up in arms, but also sort of split. Some say, who cares? It's their wedding. He can do what he wants. Others, it's inappropriate. You shouldn't wear Crocs at a wedding. What are you doing?
And just to be clear, they were black Crocs. So it wasn't like he was wearing like highlighted pink or yellow. Like, they kind of blend in.
With the black tux or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, so black on black. But they're still Crocs. Some saying maybe not appropriate. We wore Chuck Taylors at my buddy Keith's wedding. All the groomsmen had matching Chucks, which was nice. And we all got a pair of Chucks out of the deal, so that was nice. What were the sneakers or the clothing item or the things that were worn at the wedding that surprised you? Hi, Nicole.
Hi. I went to a wedding for a cousin that actually got married on Halloween, but I thought it would be a traditional wedding, and it wasn't. Everyone was dressed up in costumes. It was a Halloween-themed wedding.
So was it not clear on the invite that the wedding would be Halloween-themed, or did you just choose, like, I don't really want to deal with that?
I didn't really want to deal with that because I had nothing to wear at that moment.
So when you got to the wedding, was it right away that you walked in and everyone was in costumes and you were like, oh, I misunderstood the assignment here?
Exactly. So I felt like I was the oddball out.
That's so funny.
You just say my costume is a wedding guest.
Right, yeah, exactly. The regular wedding person.
Just a tired wedding guest.
This year is a person that's just a little more effort than I wanted to put in. I'm already giving you a gift. I'm just here for the Chicken Kiev, and I'd like to be left alone.
Sounds like if they're that into Halloween, they weren't going to be buying the I'm a wedding guest costume. Yeah.
No. A 757 texted us. We went to a wedding, and everybody in the wedding party was wearing Jay Cutler jerseys.
Well, that's fun.
That's unusual.
It's love intercepted right there.
Yeah, that's weird.
Thank you. We were at a wedding with side holsters and pistols. That's intense.
Okay.
Tony and my cousin and the groomsmen all wore White Sox hats, and the bride and the bridesmaids all wore Cubs hats.
Wow.
There you go. Well, the countdown to opening day is on.
Interesting, interesting. Yeah.
Got married last year. All the groomsmen and my husband wore Jordan 1s. Okay. I wore white ones, but I wore them after the ceremony. But we all got married in 2023, so that was why we went with Jordans.
I hear the theme there, yeah.
I want to confirm, 630, I worked for Men's Warehouse from 2009 to 2019, confirming Chucks were most definitely a thing during that decade.
Okay.
I don't know what it was. Somehow it just like became a thing.
I think I know the person who started that trend, but in high school to prom.
I remember
way
that being
before
a thing.
This
yes.
trend. Yeah.
yeah.
And he was like such an oddball character who legitimately wasn't like the kind of guy who's like pretending not to give a crap. He did not give a crap.
Was it Ducky?
Yes.
It was Ducky.
847, we actually got married at Marriott O'Hare. We had a Hawaiian-themed wedding, and we encouraged all guests to wear Hawaiian shirts and Hawaiian sundresses. And then we imported Lay's from Maui for everybody.
Wow.
That's cool.
That's kind of cool. And finally, 773, my friend wore black angel wings at her wedding.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a vibe.
Like a Victoria's Secret fashion show circa 2007.
That's right. Dark.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, but brooding.
Exactly.
Yes.
I'm no angel.
Well.
Mix and match, it's an easy game for you. Mix and match, even has a theme song too. Who will you choose? Your head you'll scratch when you play Mix and Match.
Please welcome to the show, Jeff. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Jeff, how are you today?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
We're doing pretty well. Have you heard us play Mix and Match before, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, a lot of times.
Okay, great. So you know the drill. We're going to share a fill-in-the-blank. We will ask you to choose one of us and then match our answer. Today for Mix and Match, we are celebrating a very unique holiday that happens every March 26th. I know many of you woke up this morning excited to celebrate. High fives all around, because today is National Make Up Your Own Holiday Day.
Wow.
It's a real thing. It exists, and it's today. Jeff, did you have any idea that that existed?
No clue.
Okay, good. You're walking into this as prepared as we are. And so, Nikki Whip and Violetta, in honor of National Make Up Your Own Holiday, I say to you, if I could make up my very own holiday, it would be what? If I could make up my very own holiday, it would be what? Now, Jeff, where do you live?
I live in the northwest suburbs.
Oh, which one?
Rolling Meadows.
Hey, right on. You know, I'm from Mount Prospect, and Whip is an Arlington Heights native.
Yeah, we've got all of District 214 covered.
Yeah, we really do.
That's true.
Now, hang on a second. Jeff, District 214 just hired a brand new football coach for that Rolling Meadows Mustangs team. You're excited about Robbie Gold coming to town?
Yeah, it's a pretty cool opportunity.
Pretty cool, right?
Robbie Gold, like the kicker?
That's the one.
Wow.
I got it, Nikki.
That's
same
incredible.
Guy.
Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one and the same. Now, you say you live in Rolling Meadows. What do you do for a living, Jeff?
You know, I just work for a distributor of products and stuff, so.
Well, we understand.
Do you distribute drugs? Yeah. Is that what we're talking about, Jeff? I just want to be clear.
Moves the product.
Right. You didn't want to give us the exact suburb at first. You distribute products. Yes. We're getting the picture.
Getting very
Heisenberg.
Yes.
I like potato chips and stuff.
Oh. All right, Jeff, you're making me nervous, but that's okay. I said to this room, if I could create my own holiday, I would choose what? Do you want to match your answers with Chris, Nikki, Whip, or Violetta?
Let's go with Whip.
You're going with Whip. Okay, beautiful. If you get it correct, you're going to hear this sound. If you get it wrong, you're going to hear this sound. I'll read off the question and I'll give you your options. I said to the room, if I could make up my very own holiday, it would be, did Whip say, Super Bowl Monday? National Chocolate Peanut Butter Pie Day, National Grandma Cooking Day, or National Baseball Opening Day Day?
I'm going to go with baseball.
Baseball Opening Day Day?
Got it.
Hey! Well done!
That's right.
Hang on a second.
Distributing those right answers.
That's right. I'll tell you what. Based on the way we got into this conversation, Jeff was going to win no matter what because I don't want to make him upset.
Oh, but it turns out you did it legit, anyway. Jeff, legit.
Oh,
nice job.
Now, Jeff, what made you think baseball and whip?
Well, that was kind of obvious.
Yeah.
That one was obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's see how obvious the rest are. Jeff, did Nikki say National Super Bowl Monday Day, National Chocolate Peanut Butter Pie Day, or National Grandma Cooking Day?
Could I go with Violetta first?
Okay, yeah. Which one was Violetta? I see she's doing a process of elimination.
Right.
She's always talking about her grandmother, so I think her grandma.
Yes! All right.
Oh, my God,
a Baco Cooking Day would be amazing because then you can get all their recipes.
Yeah, and you can, like, spread, share the love. That's kind of nice. All right, Jeff. Time to get this brain buster out of the way. Which one of us, Nikki or I, said Super Bowl Monday Day?
I think that's Nikki.
It's not very creative. This was hard.
This is a tough one,
right? I had a really hard time with this.
This was the first time I had to give everybody a warning like 20 minutes ago because I'm like, this is a thinker. It's not just like, what's my favorite color?
Yeah. I just figured everyone would like that Monday off.
It's not bad, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff, you got a holiday that you'd like to invent?
Oh, man. I think I need a 20-minute buffer like you guys.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Seriously. Well, especially with all the product he's moving, he's got to really slow down. Jeff, good luck importing, exporting. We hope that all goes very well out there in Rolling Meadows. And if you see him, say hi to Robbie Gold for us.
Hey, thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
I'm so sorry. It just came out wrong. We were at a wedding. We got a text from 815. They announced the Strolling Minstrels as the Strolling Menstrels.
Yeah.
It just came out wrong.
Yeah. Oh, God.
It came out wrong. I'm so sorry. Hey, Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well, Jimmy. I don't even know what happened, but it came out wrong. What happened?
It came out wrong. So this actually happened on Facebook. And my friend, who just had a terrible year, went through it. She went through a divorce. A couple other things went wrong. And I was trying to say, I hope your new year isn't as bad as the last one. But autocorrect didn't put in the apostrophe, so it changed it to, I hope your new year is as bad as the last one.
Oh, no! How long did that sit up there before you were able to go in and edit it?
No, so that went on as a comment on her post, and she unfriended me. She called me, all kinds of names. Ooh. And I haven't spoke to her since, and I tried to explain to her that it was an autocorrect mistake. She wouldn't have it. I haven't spoke to her since. It's been like 7 years.
Oh, my God.
Wow, unbelievable.
This ruined a friendship.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
I'm
crazy.
So sorry. That's awful.
And he was trying to be supportive. He was doing the polar opposite of what she thought. That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, poor Jimmy. I wonder if we could call that gal.
Wow. Seriously.
Jimmy, what was her name?
In case she's listening, Sabrina, that was a complete mistake 7 years ago. I've known her since high school. And, it's terrible. I feel terrible. But, hey, it is what it is.
Sabrina, Jimmy meant well. He was trying to celebrate you and hope that you had a better year.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Sabrina, call us if you're listening. Yeah. I want to get to the bottom of this.
We really should. Poor Jimmy.
Unbelievable.
He sounds like a nice guy.
Yeah, he does.
Hi, Sharon. Good morning.
Good morning.
It just came out wrong. What happened?
It came out wrong. I was being sworn in as bar president for the Lawyers Bar Association, and I referred to the judges instead of the judicial circuit. I referred to them as the judicial circus.
Oh, wow.
A couple chuckles in the crowd or no?
No chuckles in the crowd.
Oh, really? And humorous group. You were disbarred, huh?
Yeah.
Lost it. No. Ruined her family. That's crazy. Called them the judicial circus. It kind of is, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need to...
Take a joke, judges.
Right exactly.
Yeah, they're not. They never do.
More sense of humor in the legal world.
Hi, Mary Beth. Good morning.
Hi, can you guys hear me okay?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you. Great. Mary Beth, you're a teacher. Do I have that right?
Correct.
Okay, and what do you teach?
I teach biology.
Okay, great. And what happened? It came out wrong. Level.
Yeah, I was trying, in high school biology, one topic that comes up is sexual reproduction. And I said something about sex, and a kid giggled, which, okay. But I was trying to say, how many times have we talked about sex? And sort of sarcastic. And I said, how many times have I had sex?
Oh.
Freudian slip right there.
Yeah. Look here, you punks. How many times have I had sex? No. Wait. Oh, poor Mary Beth. Now, I'm assuming at that moment, did the classroom, they either fell silent or exploded. Like, what happened?
it was like a half second of silence, and then they exploded. And then the kid that I was talking to said, how should I know?
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.